everybody. Welcome to Vikings Connected. This show is all about you, the fans. We want to hear what you have to say. My name is Erin Neuberg, alongside my co-host, Mr. Ben Lieber.
Well, no show last week, so did you miss us? We missed you guys.
Missed you.
Obviously, you guys missed us enough to show a lot of tweets and posts, and you guys want to get connected with us, so let's check it out. Well, all this month, the NFL is honoring Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we're going to do a little bit of the same. So we asked you guys, the fans, to send us your tweets and posts regarding breast cancer awareness, and just cancer awareness in general. And we've had some amazing tweets, so
yes,
let's get to it.
We've had some really great feedback. This is from Prentice. This is a picture of her survivor. Beautiful. We love seeing the survivor stories, especially this month, you know, and knowing that people are beating this each and every day.
It's awesome, especially with the kids involved. I love this one because it took some artistic flair to it.
Yeah.
So this guy kind of like photoshopped a bunch of stuff
yeah.
in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month with all pink.
Look at this. That's a
what
great
do you think?
Picture. I love it.
You think that would pop on TV?
Well, clearly.
Yeah.
Look at Cordero and I match this week. All right, this one. This is actually one of my good friends. This is celebrating our mom this month, a 15-year breast cancer survivor, Blair, Leslie, and Heather. Now, Blair, you might recognize, she's currently on The Cheerleaders. She's NBC. This is Heather, her older sister, who cheered a few years ago, more than a few years ago, with me. And this is their beautiful mother, Leslie, who is celebrating 15 years of being cancer-free. And I know you're looking at them thinking they're good-looking. They're even prettier on the inside. All right, this is from Amber. This is my mom, my hero, survivor. Oh, that's nice.
What a great pick.
Yeah, I love that. All right, this is from Linda. Linda, at my last chemo treatment. Go, Linda. Look at this. And a smile still on her face.
Well, that's one we don't normally see, is actually getting treatment.
Yes.
Which is pretty, which is outstanding.
Way to go, Linda. I hope everything's going well for you. Okay, this is from Bill. He says, NFL, yes. This
he's
is the way
just,
you show
he's just
up.
Rocking the pink.
If you're not sure what to wear in October to tailgating, this is what you do, right?
This was actually a training camp. He just wanted to rock the pink. No.
Well,
I'm
I mean,
sure,
anytime.
Sure was, yeah.
Right? Anytime. Real men wear pink.
Absolutely. So thank you, everyone, especially the survivors and their kids. We loved it. Thank you.
Well, not only do we have great social media activity, but we always have great stuff on Vikings.com. This week, there's a wonderful story about Teddy and his mom, Rose, who is a cancer survivor herself. So make sure you check that out at Vikings.com.
So this week, in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness, and because the Vikings are doing as well, we're going to honor cancer awareness on our show as well. So the Golden Nacho Award for this week is just that, going to honor cancer victims and their fight. So the first nominee is, if you haven't heard of it, you need to check it out, is Devin Still. He's a defensive lineman from the Cincinnati Bengals. The quick story is he was cut by the Bengals. He was added back to the practice squad because his daughter, Leah, is sick with cancer. So instead of cutting him, the team brought him back, put him on the payroll, allowed him to use the insurance, and that way he and his family can pay for Leah's treatment. And then also, check this out. In this last week's game, he was activated to the active roster, plays in New England, and Robert Kraft and the New England Patriots paid a nice little tribute to his daughter at New England Stadium, which is so classy. He also took $25,000 of his own money, donated it back to Cincinnati's Children's Hospital in honor of Leah. So just a fantastic story, really, from two organizations that are playing against each other. As you can see right here, the Cheerleaders as well bought all of his jerseys.
Yeah.
So you can actually go on to NFLShop.com, buy his jersey, and every dollar is donated for paying the bills of his daughter.
I love that. You know, we get so excited about the game of football and the drama and the pageantry, but really, it's stuff like this that really matters. And I just love seeing the whole NFL come together to really fight alongside Still and his family.
It's good to get a reminder that, you know, this type of stuff happens a lot. And it should be showcased more. So first nominee is Devin Still and Robert Kraft, New England Patriots. Up next on Vikings Connected, we have Cordarrelle Patterson, and he takes us through the Vikings locker room. But up next, we've got Teddy Bridgewater and his mother and her fight with cancer.
Vikings Connected is presented by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the Minnesota Vikings.